From the Rector. Christianity is unique among religions and worldviews in that it has a very particular view of sin. Unlike Judaism or Islam, both of which reckon sin to amount to wrong choices or actions made by individuals, or Buddhism or Hinduism, which consider evil in the world to come about either through human ignorance or as a result of karma, or even some more New Age worldviews like humanism or Scientology, which consider sin either to be entirely illusory or just a way of describing how human beings all too often fail to restrain our desires. We Christians believe that sin is actually a power, a force that traps us and forces us to do its bidding. For Christians, sin begins as a bad choice made by individuals, but very quickly it overtakes us so that it starts to control us, and its consequences spill out beyond what we can make sense of or explain. Like a doomed spiral we can't pull ourselves out of, we both contribute to its strength by our own individual wrong actions, and then find we haven't got enough power to escape it. Left like this, all humanity will eventually spiral downward into total destruction, like the drug addict who doesn't want to die but can't escape from the cycle that condemns them. Christianity's claim, though, is that we are not left like this because the only one in existence who is not caught up in the doom spiral, God himself, has made a manoeuvre to liberate us from it. That manoeuvre is to come into the world himself in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, to live sinlessly and so remain free from the entrapment of sin, to annihilate sin's claim over humanity by swapping his sinlessness for our sinfulness when he died on the cross, and then to inaugurate a new kind of life by rising from the dead on Easter Day, a new kind of life which he offers to all of us when we too have passed through death, if we believe in him. So if you are feeling caught, trapped, or even just dismayed by the sin that is in the world, whether it be in your own heart or in the news we see every day on television, remember this. God has made the manoeuvre necessary to euthanize sin. Do join us on Sundays to praise him for this, to worship Jesus, his son, who accomplished it, and to receive grace from him to live as those whom the power of sin no longer controls. And Sunday services at St. Helens in Benson take place every week at 9:30 a.m. as well as 8:15 a.m. on Sunday the 15th of February. Sunday services at St. Mary's, Ewelm, take place every week at 11 o'clock. Lent begins this year on Ash Wednesday, 18th of February. There will be a special service with imposition of ashes and Holy Communion in St. Helens, Benson on Ash Wednesday at 11:30 a.m.